Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association being challenged over their relationship to the beef checkoff. Back on that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm David Whitlock, president of Oklahoma Baptist University. Did you know that OBU was recently listed in Forbes.com's ranking of America's best colleges? OBU was the highest-ranked college in Oklahoma for the second straight year. Forbes.com also ranked the top 100 American colleges as best value schools. OBU was the top Oklahoma college on that list also. We are thankful for the national recognition of our quality programs, but the best measurement of our quality is seen in the lives of our graduates. They are equipped with a Christ-centered liberal arts education that gives them the skills to lead in their careers and challenges them to serve in their communities. If you'd like to learn more about OBU, visit okbu.edu. That's okbu.edu. Oklahoma Baptist University, engaging lives for 100 years.
This OBU Minute is sponsored by Vertical Learning Curve, a global leader in customized interactive e-training. VLC, bringing learning to life. Learn more at vlcglobal.com.
A half dozen livestock groups have written a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack calling into question the right of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to get closer to the Federation, the group of state beef councils that help administer the dollar a head beef checkoff along with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Stuart Doan gives us an overview of the letter sent last week to Secretary Vilsack.
The American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, and three other groups representing cattle and dairy producers, along with livestock sale barns, say in a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack that governance changes being considered by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, an industry lobbyist, will further erode the separation between the checkoff side and the policy side of the beef industry. The letter contends that bringing state beef councils, which collect the mandatory fees on behalf of the beef board, under the CBA umbrella appears to violate the 1986 Beef Promotion and Research Act. Farm Bureau Director of Ag Policy, Mary Kay Thatcher.
NCBA, having the majority of the votes in a delegate session, voting on the budget for the beef board and the checkoff, we just think that's problematic. It's problematic from the perspective of policy having too much influence, and it's problematic from the perspective of certainly not every beef producer in this country belongs to NCBA. We have lots of members in Farm Bureau who do belong to NCBA, but we have lots who don't.
I'm Stuart Doan reporting.
Meanwhile, we had the opportunity to talk with Steve Fogelsong, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, about this letter over the weekend on Saturday at Fort Worth at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting where he was attending, and he actually was talking to cattle producers there. He said he was rather unhappy that NCBA was blindsided by this letter going to the secretary without a thorough discussion of these issues with these groups, especially with Farm Bureau. He says that he'll have the opportunity to meet with Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau, later on this week. And he says he doesn't think it's necessarily these other groups' place to tell NCBA how to do their internal business.
We're all guilty. All of us in agriculture butting heads more often than we should be. You know, what we need to do is agree on what the common foe is, and it's not us. We need to get outside of that and work on the Humane Society and those folks that are hammering away on us and get past this. And I don't have much patience, you know, for arguing amongst ourselves and won't give that very much time, because we're going to move forward at the best of our abilities and make those decisions, and we'll just have to let the chips fall where they may.
NCBA President Steve Fogelsong. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, it'll be here before you know it. The OBI All Breed Performance Tested Bull Sale happening Thursday, March 25th at 12 noon at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater. They'll have 138 performance tested bulls that'll sell, 107 Angus, 13 Hereford, 10 Maine Anjouan, 8 Simmental. For more information, contact the OBI office at 405-744-9287 or check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction button for the OBI sale information. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.